You are now ready for a new episode of Minions and Musings. Evil Jeff, back behind the mic. Welcome in. Well, this is going to be a short podcast, just a quick update on one or two things. And I know there was a call-in that I had, so I want to go ahead and address that. Reason being, next Saturday, I won't be dropping an episode. There's a lot of stuff going on during the week that I'm not going to be able to record anything. And the following week, things are shaping up where I may not be available to record anything then. So I didn't want to go 3 weeks without putting something out. Go ahead and do this now. You might have to wait three more weeks after you hear this for what is probably going to be one of the last podcasts of this season. No, I don't believe I am going to quit podcasting now that I have found a reasonable alternative to the software that we've been using here for years. I got to tweak the way I do podcasts a little bit with it. But it shouldn't be too bad when I do it that way. Other than that, tell you what, let's get to this call.
Hey, Jeff, this is Evil Merc. No. Hey, Evil Jeff, this is Merc. Maybe I'll keep that in. just listening to your latest. My youngest daughter is on a don't record me thing as well. I mean, it's not a kick. She's just never wanted to be recorded. So I guess I can sympathize with you there. The second thought I had was, I think originally in Norse mythology, dwarves were just basically like dark elves or night elves, or, you know, elves that lived in the mountains. You know, Jotun weren't really like giants in the sense of they were huge. They were just, you know, chaotic beings, and they were roughly the same size as everyone else. And I think dwarves weren't necessarily short, stubby guys. It's a strange thing, but I think that's, you know, that's how it went in Norse mythology. Dwarves were just like another type of elf that lived in the mountains, in the deep places. So, I guess those are my reactions to your thoughts. But yeah, I've been enjoying your world building stuff. Thanks for that. And I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Well, Evil Merc, I appreciate your calling in. Yeah, both of the minions, the girl minions, not big on being recorded. You know, and it's just Minion Gamma, the younger one, will tell you she doesn't like the sound of her voice being recorded. I'm like, I can show you probably 15 podcasters who will tell you the same thing. They don't like the sound of their recorded voice. It just is what it is. So, yeah, we'll see. But they do know that there are certain times that I want them to do it, and they will acquiesce. The upcoming movie Monday over on Keep Off the Borderlands, that one I think maybe Minion Gamma will join me. I know Minion Bravo has already told me that we got to schedule a time for us to watch the movie and record it and everything. And if he's doing it, then they are a little more likely to join in. So we'll see what happens there. As much as I remember the gods and some of the stories of the Norse mythology, I don't think I ever delved into the total cosmology there, the relationship of all of the different races of these beings in their mythology. But it makes some sense there, what you were talking about. I guess I should find one of my books around here somewhere that I've got that talks about Norse mythology and go check it out and get a little bit more into it. But yeah, I've never actually read that, what you were talking about. So good information. And I guess anybody can come up with something very similar to what's already been out there and not even know about it. Glad you're enjoying the world building. That's on hiatus for right now because I think I've tapped out on my creativity unless I generate something else for something entirely new. Right now, I think my efforts are kind of leaning again towards the own setting that I had been creating a little bit of. So we'll see what happens. Well, one of the things that crossed my mind, because it is springtime and getting outside and doing yard work and everything leaves me with, you know, 2 to 3 hours of nobody else bothering me and being alone with my thoughts, listening to podcasts and catching snippets there and having to pause and, you know, even contemplate further what is being said. Been going back through some back catalogs, catching up, and once again come across the argument of the idea, you know, why things are different with 3E, 4E, 5E versus the original first and second edition, you know. And I guess the real part was, you know, how in 5E, Dungeons and Dragons, you'll have these builds where they'll take some levels of this and then, you know, you want to take this level. Or like Pathfinder, you know, you take the build with certain powers and, you know, or feats and whatever, which will lead you towards the goal that you have there. And the podcast I was listening to was talking about that, referencing it, and not understanding why. And I paused the podcast and kind of thought about all the other podcasts that have been talking about that idea of these builds. You know, why is it such a prevalent thing? You know, why do they go about that? So as I'm continuing my mowing and everything and going on in my head about it, I went down the line of thought there of the timing. You look at when D&D 3rd edition comes out. Well, if it's coming out, let's say, what was it, 2005? 2004, 2005, somewhere in there. Whichever. Or maybe it was 2000. Go back, say, 3 to 4 to 5 years prior to that. Maybe 3 to 4. Because you're aiming at your core group. Who's going to be your core group? Well, what they're hoping for is a younger audience that has maybe a little bit more chance of, you know, impulse buy and so forth. So you're looking at teenagers, you're looking at college age, early young adult, and really, you know, focusing on them. Well, what had they been growing up with? And the more I thought about it, realized that the changes that we saw in D&D kind of fit in neat with changes we saw in video games. Because we had this explosion of computer video games in the 80s and 90s. But then we had consoles. And with consoles, we've had some interesting games that have come out. And some of those, you started being able to tweak your skills. So as we move along through the 2000s, you get these video games that now, hey, well, you can take this line of skills or this line of skills and take, you know, different pathways. World of Warcraft comes out and you've got different ways you could build a character, you know, depending upon what armor you might use, your playstyle, etc. And that's got to feed back into the role-playing game. You know, I mean, hey, we can make this feel kind of like World of Warcraft. And I guess 4th edition was doing that. So it's been sort of this, I guess, back and forth, in my opinion, of RPGs, tabletop role-playing games, and video role-playing games. Feeding off of each other, new ideas back and forth, implementing them to where these builds make sense, because a lot of the players that they're aiming for have played them. They understand this because they've seen this somewhere else. To the old grognards that don't play those games, that sit there and tell you that Civilization, maybe Civilization 2 is about all they'll play, though Civilization 3 and 4 were pretty darn good too. But no, Civilization, that's really where it's at. You know, when you start thinking, oh, I'm only going to play the old games, yeah, you don't have the basis that everybody else has. So you're not as enamored of this idea of the builds. Now, does that hold true for everybody? No, it's a sort of a generalization, but it fits in nicely with the idea that as you look at what is going on with computer games, console games, they're feeding tabletop role-playing, and what's happening in tabletop role-playing helps feed video games. So the evolution is there. We can just keep looking for it and see where the next steps are going to be. Anyway, just what I was thinking about. Well, that'll be it for this week's podcast. Again, no podcast next week. Maybe not the week after. We'll see. But I do anticipate at least one more podcast for this season. Minion Bravo has promised to discuss with me an interesting thing that he was doing recently. New game that he was starting up. And the basis that he gave me for what rule system he wanted to use, I thought I wanted to explore a little bit more and let you guys in on it. And he likes talking a little bit about it. As I wrap up, I just got reminded that Minion Gamma had come up to me the other night and said, hey, our book club has chosen a new book, and you'll never guess what it is. I'm like, you're right, I never will guess because I'm not going to. And she didn't like that answer, but she was proud of herself. And she said, well, we're going to start reading The Hobbit. I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, might need to refresh myself on the story. It's been a while since you read it to us, because I'm pretty certain it was 4 years ago that I did a reading out loud for her and her sister over several months. So she borrowed the book. And it was right over here on my nightstand because, you know, we're going through Lord of the Rings, and I used The Hobbit as a reference here and there, and handed it to her. She's like, oh, this ought to be easy. We only had to get through page 99, and this book has a little bit less. And we only have to get through chapter 5. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. And she starts thumbing through the book and sniffing the pages, because all three of my minions love the smell of old books. Considering that book, what I think the copyright date on that particular version's 1978. So definitely much older than her. And the Ace Books versions that I have that's not legal is what, that was 68 there. So, you know, I do have to keep them from going there and pawing all over the books and sniffing them. So I need the scent. It's my scent. Thanks for listening. Be safe and we'll see you next time.